Are you wondering what your favorite wacky nerds are up to? Search for Campaigns of the Planes on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and make sure to follow and like us to keep up with all our content and news. You might also find exclusive content for fans only. Remember to catch us on YouTube every Friday at noon for a new episode of Campaigns of the Planes.
And welcome back to Campaigns of the Planes. Last time, party had journeyed to the far eastern city in Rubus, which contained, or rather contains, the Aetherite Crystal for Ifrit, in an attempt to have Ellie beseech him for maybe further guidance or help for future things to come. Also, a number of things to do in the city itself. As you guys had entered into the city gates here of Afrester, you guys had seen that the city itself was kind of layered a little bit, and that the city itself had a different set of values. They had the children from the schools in the city out gathering tithes for their education by selling these small little stones that looked to be covered in this kind of blue gel-like substance, and people were dropping them into these braziers of flame at the gates whenever they went into a different district, and they would kind of combust a little bit. But you guys did, on your way to Afrester, find a lone soul named Din, who was a bird shop owner here in the city, and had rescued her. And Din met Din, so Din was able to get an egg from Din. Din.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Din.
You guys had kind of...
Dim sum.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had secured lodgings for your time being here, as well as decided to go out into town. It seemed like everybody was kind of heading to the market in their own general way. As you were all making your way about the market, doing this and that, there was kind of this little bit of an uproar towards the northern gate in this district. And it seemed like some of the Imperials had made their way into the city and were causing a ruckus. At the top of the stairs, a finely dressed Lalafell gentleman, a little bit older, sun-kissed, with stark white mustachioed face, a little bit of a soul patch. He had a monocle over one eye and a cane of ivory and silver in one hand. Dressed in a long blue surcoat with silver tails and white pants, knee-high boots. He had quite a look about him, and his voice was raised higher than perhaps somebody of his size and stature may have been able to do naturally. And he called the Imperials out, who were seemingly pushing around a few guards and trying to steal some of the stones from some of the people that were trying to make their way into the next area. And he crooked his hand, and you see as he begins to gesticulate a little bit, and these blue diamonds appear around him, these illusory blue diamonds, and they swirl around him as he's about to cast a spell. What are you all doing?
Is he beautiful, like a diamond in the sky? It's important for me to know.
What?
So Rihanna's.
No Rihanna here, sorry. She got her chance at the Super Bowl.
She did great.
Anyway.
Sorry, I was distracted. I think we're in an animal shop.
No, you guys all had been outside, okay, and you outside. Were okay. Checking this out, so.
Should we? Maybe. You think? I think it's just you, me, and Becky.
I want to see him up.
What if they beat him up? No, you're right. He looks really cool. And really cool people always win. Like, he could be the hero of whatever tale that he's in. And the heroes don't lose. So you're right. He's fine.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm going to go get a snack.
Oh, okay. You know what?
Okay. What about the gentleman? Are you guys were traveling together in the city. You just gotten something from the stall and were getting a bite.
I'll take a big bite of whatever I'm eating and just be like, hey, what's going on over there?
Everybody in the market is kind of like staring towards these people right now. So definitely a large audience gathering at the bottom of these stairs. And you see now as the Imperials have kind of like pushed these people who had the handful of these blue stones and looks up at them. One of them draws a weapon similar to the one that you saw your former traveling companion wielding. This one is not a giant sword, however, this one is just a smaller sword with that trigger mechanism at the bottom. And he kind of points to the Lalafell gentleman at the top of the stairs and says, you, tell us where the rest of these stones can be found. And he says, stones? What stones? All I see in your hands are petty toys. And he uncrooks his hand, and you see as he brings his hand in front of him, and he starts to just kind of blow on his hand, and you see this little cloud of bubbles start to form up in his hand, and he suddenly bursts forth with this jet of bubbles at these guys, and it just starts to envelop them and hold them where they are. Now, if you will be so kind as to leave my city, fair gentlemen, good day. And he points to the guards, and he kind of motions for them, and you see the guards, like, of the city now for the first time. They're not a ragtag bunch of folks that you may have seen at, you know, like, say, the tree speakers or anything like that. These gentlemen are all wearing what looks to be like a strict uniform of this silverish armor with this symbol on the front of their armor. And the symbol, while both familiar to maybe some of you, is very strange. But to Milos, who is seeing this symbol for the first time anywhere else but the armor that he is currently wearing...
Wait, the armor I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
That fabric loincloth?
No. I'm wearing the navigator's what's it called? I'm looking, grabbing it. Hold on. Navigator's protection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's easy.
So on their silver armor, etched in gold, are these like rowing waves on this green field. And you look up and you see that this person has it on there, kind of on a pin on their shoulder as well, this Lalafell gentleman. And he's kind of waving the guards to go and throw the Imperials out. And he's kind of giving orders. And then Milos, he catches your eye and he says, Milos, it's been ages, my boy. How are you?
Do I recognize him?
For a second, not really, because the last time that you saw this gentleman, you were probably about the same size as he was, or he is, rather. But this gentleman is the regent of Efrester.
So Matt knows who this is, but does Milos remember who this is now that he, like, acknowledges me?
Go ahead and make a history check. We'll see if he can...
That's fair. What did I roll, honey?
18.
That is a 26.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. You kind of remember all of a sudden, and you're like, wait a second. And you remember a long time ago, he used to look quite a bit different before he had become regent of Efrester. He had actually been a... he had been a strategist for your aunt, to say the least. Knowing what you do now and kind of what's been going on, you have an idea that he had always pushed for the guardians and the church itself to not be an ever-present thing in Ephrest, or heck, even in Rubus. But your aunt knew there was only so many limitations that they could imply upon the church. But it seems like he has gotten rid of the guardians in here and has set his own force as the guards to the city.
It's great to see you again, Uncle.
And he sees the rest of your friends and has this kind of like velveteen, like pointed hat, like think Robin Robin Hood with a that kind of pointed velveteen hat, except for it's blue on his head. And he's got this giant peacock feather in it, and he takes it and kind of bows to everyone, and he says, pleasure to meet you all. My name is Zazariko Paparico. Went with the naming convention.
I'm sorry, his name isn't potato salad. I don't believe it.
Zazariko. Zazariko what? What was his last name?
His name is Zazariko Paparico.
I'm pretty sure the naming conventions for all fellas, they have to be named after food. So his name better be like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Taco.
Potato.
Yeah. but yeah, he bows deeply to the gentleman, since the ladies are off near like the building with the bird store. So
Ellie will start to wander that way with her gecko on a stick or whatever. No, she doesn't eat meat. Her gecko on a stick that she bought from Milo's.
Oh, okay.
and some fried tofu. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll start heading. Yeah, I'll start heading over and be like, Uncle Zesty Paprika.
Yes.
And he kind of smiles as he's used to this this name, and at least from you, he'll put up with it. The guards kind of like look at him and smile, and he kind of shoots them a glance, and they're like, "Oh, yep, arresting this guy." and he says, "I wasn't informed that you would be in town. Why didn't you come see me first of all?"
Well, we just got to town today. We happened to find a place to stay, and we wanted to do some shopping, and then we were gonna come see you, of course.
Well, I would hope so. But tell me, how are things in Bronver?
Oh, I'm much better. My aunt, and I'll give him like a look, like, do it. Can I tell if he knows?
He kind of smiles and he's like, I've known for quite a while.
Okay. I'll just say the queen. I'll just be easy. The queen is back in power, as she should be. And her husband, I think it's husband. I don't know if they gave titles. Her suitor. I'll just say that. Her suitor is back in town. And everyone seems to be doing grand. There was obviously some scuffles and whatnot, so they're rebuilding. But everyone seems to be doing okay. How can I tell if anything's happened in Ephrester? Like,
this city looks like hardly untouched. Like, compared to Bronver, no. This place hasn't seen maybe many or if any battles, so.
Okay. It seems like Frester has managed to remain unscathed by the invasion of the church, thankfully.
He kind of puts his hand up and he's like, oh, you knew I wouldn't abide by any of these religious zealots in my town. I already had a plan in place many years ago to oust them should I need to. So as soon as I heard that things were stirring in Bronver, they went out the gates with hardly a fight.
We always should have listened to you. I know the queen was hesitant, but she really didn't have a good plan in place, unfortunately. But hopefully she has some more foresight now.
Well, in any case, I have some business to attend to, but do come see me later. We shall throw a feast for you and he sees the girls approaching. Or are they with you as well?
Milos, I got you a gecko on a stick. And I hand him
Yes. You got this pickle on a stick, because this is not the desert. This is actually way closer to a coastline, so you're not really sure where she just got this random gecko on a stick.
Have you been holding on to this gecko since we were in Bronvir?
No, I got it at a booth.
I told you he wouldn't like it.
He told me it was a gecko, but I don't know if I believe him. But I thought I got you a snack, okay? Shut up.
I appreciate it, and I'll just eat the whole thing in one bite.
Oh, dear. I think it's so
I will introduce everybody to Uncle Zesty. I'll relay. Yes, of course, we will come. Do you have a specific place in mind? You want us to meet you later for supper? Or are we just going to meet at the... Would I know if it's called, like, the palace, or if it's something other than... Because he's not, like, royalty, right?
No, it is still the palace. It is the palace of Rubus, just because it used to be the seat of rule here in Rubus, but the queen never liked sitting in a throne behind the lines, so
she probably wouldn't have had all the trouble that she had if she would have been here, but
I mean, potato potato.
It's not really her style.
Shall we meet at the palace later tonight then?
Yeah, certainly. I will. Where is it that you're staying? And I will send somebody to fetch you.
It's a really expensive place. I don't remember what it was called.
I didn't write it down.
I think I did.
Poopy on me. Do I have to remember where that was?
I don't know if I gave you guys a name last time. I don't know if you asked for a name.
Oh, we just said we'd like to stay here.
Yeah, I think that's kind
of... Yeah, it was the place I had previously stayed when I was in town.
The best note I have to describe this is... a shirt idea we had, which said, we're just winging this shit. Mm-hmm. So, that's closest I got.
Gotcha. Yep. So,
I think it was just a La Quinta, wasn't it?
La Quinta. La Quinta Inn.
Yeah. Can we at least stay in a Fairfield? I'll pay the extra money. Yeah. If we can just have a little nicer bed and a pool, so...
We all got our own rooms, so we paid, like, 20 gold is what I wrote down to stay there. I don't know how many nights that covered, but... You know.
I think it was a few.
Well... Yeah, it was like...
I think it was like 3 nights, something like that.
Yeah, it was spendy.
In any case, he'll get the name from you. Or, well, no, you know what? You don't have a name, so he'll be like, you know what? I'll find you. I'll send somebody.
Excuse me, Mr. Paprika?
Sazeriku. Yes.
I thought Milo's introduced you as Paprika. I thought that was... Anyway, so I know that religious folk aren't cared for much here, but is there...
I said zealots.
Okay, that's... Okay. Is there somebody in the temple? Or can we just, like, go in there?
Yes. My sect and I have taken over the temple.
We just need to go, like... Do a trial or something? I'm a summoner.
Oh, and his eyes kind of light up for a second. He says, it may be a little difficult for you to... Well, there's one zealot that we had a hard time forcing out, and unfortunately they did something to the crystal here, and we haven't really been able to figure out
what. This is something, unfortunately, that has been happening, you know, but it hasn't been spoken of. We're trying to figure out why it's happening. Long story short, we've lost a couple of fractured crystals that we've had to repair, so we might be able to help.
Well, the crystal's been repaired.
Who repaired it?
And he kind of, like, for a second there, he's got a pretty jovial attitude, but for a second there, he kind of looks down and he says, well, my beloved Dory, she was a summoner as well, and she gave her life to... heal the crystal, but it's still not...
I'll grab his hand and go, my best friend did the same thing in the capital.
And he kind of pats you on the hand and he says, it's fine, she still speaks to me, so at least there's that.
Where's the zealot?
We forced them out of the city. As soon as he had fractured the crystal, he tried to put up a fight, but Well, with our sect, we have, how shall we say, special abilities where we can force somebody out should that need arise.
That's good, because like, something horrible is, I think the crystals are kind of at the root of it, and the ley lines, crystals say very.
Well, you certainly see the crystal sometime, but I don't know what good it's going to do.
But I can still get a summon from it, or at least connect to it and see maybe where we need to go next.
Well, since you are with Milos here, and you're visiting the temple, he takes the pin off of his cloak, and he actually, like, he's a small Olifel, so you have to, he kind of motions for you to come down, and he, like, pins it to your shoulder, and he says, best be safe, in the temple anyway. Not everybody is a zealot, I understand, but the people who guard the crystal now are wary.
Believe us, the church has tried to kill us numerous times and frame us for murder, so we don't like them anymore. Yeah. Well, didn't I die anyway? I mean, some of us might not have liked them to begin with. I just stare at Marquise.
Well, in any case, I do have some business to attend, and I shall see you all later this evening. If you need of anything, just send a messenger, Milos, or send a message to me, and I shall help you. I can't open all gates for you, obviously, but should you have requirements, I'll be more than happy to help.
Thank you, Uncle Kazesty.
He smiles and he kind of tilts his hat again and like motions for the troops to like start. This is where it gets a little weird. The troops that have arrested these Imperials, you see that they have drawn sigils on the ground underneath them. And you see that on three sides, the people in this armor put their hands out and they start chanting. And suddenly there's this flash of light and those Imperials are gone.
Is,
evaporated them.
Do we recognize a spell?
Go ahead and make an Arcana check.
Oh, shit. Ellie, don't steal anything. They will vaporize you.
I've never stolen a thing in my life.
Yeah, but you've been getting badder, so.
Did anyone else make an Arcana check?
Well, it's not worth saying. That's how low it was.
I got 16.
16. So this is the banishment spell.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
Well, Ellie rolled a 2 plus 5, so. Is it okay that they just committed mass murder? Because they evaporated those people. There's not even dust left. Oh my god.
I will put my arm on your shoulder and try and like reassure you. And while I'm doing it, I'm going to tie the ribbon that you gave me back into your hair.
Oh yeah. I'll do that.
And be like, it's okay, Ellie. It's okay. They weren't killed. They were just banished.
Oh, okay, that's a lot less terrifying. I wonder where they got banished to.
How much of the banishment spell do you know?
Well, Marquise keeps doing it to us.
Yes, but I guess if you are not from this plane, then you get sent back to your plane. Otherwise, I believe you're sent to a pocket dimension. Is that right, Marquise?
Marquise,
why
magic
are
things.
You asking me? I don't know.
You're the one who cast banishment. I just read about it on a book once.
Anything. I'm an alchemist. I don't do magic.
Okay, well, where do you go when you accidentally banish yourself? You sent me home. Sent Asher home once too. You
sent them home.
Back to reality.
Back
there goes
to the
rabbit.
You know, where the not living go.
The dead. The dead yep. place. Dead. The yep. dead. Mm-hmm. Why don't I mean?
Well, something.
So adjacent. Wait. Okay. So wait. You keep sending yourself to like. The far plane, and then they keep kicking you back out. What did you do to not deserve death? Wait, I know what you did. You told us already.
I mean, no one really needs to do that right now, but...
That's not true at all. I've sent so many souls to the far plane.
And they're waiting for the gates to open.
Is that true?
As far as I know.
Well, heck. Wait, well, we broke that machine that was clogging it up.
It's kind of like a lobby right now.
Oh, I hate waiting.
Yeah.
It's only for a minute, though.
Well, wait, what?
I mean, banishment, they are only stuck in the demiplane for a minute.
Wait, so these people, that they'll be back in...
I don't think that they're coming back.
One of the guards overhears you and says, not within the city of Afrester. When you're banished and you return to jail, if you return at all.
Oh, okay. Well, they've added some new limitations to it. Becky. The one I read about just brings you back to where you were.
It's a zestier version.
Yeah, you know it.
No crimes.
Alicia, can I remove ribbon from my inventory since I gave it back to you?
Yep, I have it in my inventory.
We're going to find Rack and Jail. We're going to find a couple Maypot just hanging
out. Oh, as a proof? All
right. So, you guys meet up now after you had ran a couple of different errands. You've only really discovered the... or kind of roamed around the upper hearth to gain lodging, and then you moved over to the Pyre District to... or not the Pyre District, but the Amber Market to kind of see what they had on sale here. So if you would like, there's more of the Amber Market to explore. Otherwise, I know some of you wanted to go to Sparks.
I didn't want to do a whole shopping episode. All I want to know is if there is like a book store or anything like that. Today, Becky is specifically looking for books of like beasts with like illustrations and such.
So you kind of ask around, and within Afrester, there's not really a bookstore as far as information goes. Most of the books that you do find in the bookstore here is things like mostly entertainment, fictional things. You find a couple of the novels based on Marquis.
Even. 1 through 6? Do they have the whole collection?
Maybe.
God, there's spinoffs now?
No, there's 6. And there's an additional 3 that Ellie wrote in the Void.
But, most of the books that you find here are mainly for entertainment purposes. But when you kind of are, like, asking around, the proprietor of the bookstore goes, oh, all of the informational tomes and scrolls are kept at Sparks.
Mm.
Do you have murder mystery novels?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but not the Marquis books.
No, I have this one set from this fanciful place called Eberron or something like that.
Oh, tell me more. I'll buy the whole set.
Oh my god. Well,
I only have the first one currently, and it's about something called a train.
What is a train?
I have no idea. Ellie slaps
some money on the table because she doesn't know how much books are worth.
When a man loves 10 other men.
How much is the book?
It's a super piece.
Perfect. Wait.
And the book is called The Mystery on the Midnight Express.
Vale.
Or the Midnight Vale, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, this is they had to
Language.
Yeah.
But,
do you know the Marquis murder mysteries, though?
Yes, I have the first 3 volumes here.
You don't have a whole set?
They're very popular.
Guess who's in town? Guess who's here right now in this town?
Who?
Marquis.
Isn't he fictional?
No, he's real. He's. I've been traveling with him.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
I like it too. We're
solving a character, and you've just assumed this character. It's going to be the next book.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just.
Very cool. She probably thinks I'm delusional.
A little bit. She's like, yeah, sure, hun. He's real.
Marquis! At some point, Ellie will drag you into this bookstore. All
right. So, yeah, most of the educational books are going to be long to Sparks. So, that's the university here in town.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Anybody want to do any shopping in the shopping district, though? Otherwise, you will have to cross over the Pyre District, which contains most of the guilds, artisan guilds, smithing guilds.
I think it's time we need to do
that. I thought we were going to do the university thing. Okay. Ellie starts to cower. Okay. They always make me nervous. But we could go look at it and see.
We'll be great. You we just really need to do this.
There's a man in a bookstore I need you to talk to later. Well,
no. We can...
No. No.
Okay, I'm down.
So you guys are heading to the temple then?
I would be okay with going to the temple.
Yeah. So you will have to still pass through the Pyre District. As you do, you see a number of gilded buildings. There are a number of merchants, guilds. There's actually a small dock on this side of the city that, like, there's a set of stairs that lead down to the dock, and this dock may even lead out to the sea. Becky, you get that waft of sea air. For good or bad, it smells a little bit like home.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen the ocean.
This is your first time smelling the sea air, then.
Smell like fish.
Yeah. You're not missing much. It's basically like a desert, but wet.
That's the opposite of a desert, Becky.
Yeah, but there's just nothing for miles, and it'll kill you if you're not careful.
Oh. Do they make things like the desert skimmers that go on the ocean? Wait, yes, those are boats. I know that.
I've heard of that. Wait, those are boats.
We've been in an airboat, too. Yeah.
You've been in an airboat, a sandboat, but you haven't been in a wet boat.
We're gonna have too many boats.
I've been in a boat with wheels.
Well, technically, we have been in a fireboat.
Yeah,
it was an air fireboat.
Yeah. Oh man.
But yeah. So as you guys are moving through the district, you are also after you hear and see this large building that is just billowing smoke, and you hear a very familiar sound, that of hammers on anvils, and at almost perfect motions,
too. You should go show them how awesome you are.
We really...
Okay, you seem really focused on the temple.
We just need to go in. We need to do this.
But what if they have materia in there? Check it out after we go and almost die at the temple.
Yeah,
after we almost die. Yeah. You were always concerned about that. This has not happened.
We have a very dangerous... Is this a career now? I don't know. We live a very dangerous existence currently. We almost die every time we go somewhere new.
Now, raise your hand if you haven't died.
Becky's pet died.
Yeah. Two-thirds of us have died. You're currently dead.
When does the context start? Because technically, I think, depending on when it happens, I can raise my hand.
Asher did die. Becky did die. So every time we go somewhere new... Or somewhere old. Really, we die or almost die a lot. So, I'm just a little cautious. I also don't want you to shoot me with that potion cannon.
Probably be fine.
You guys continue to head past that towards the gate. However, one person catches your eye, Milos, and it is the Albed gentleman that you had paid in the desert to start funding this little known sport.
Jarek.
Yep. And
okay.
Yeah, he actually meets you guys and he like waves at you and comes up to you, Milos, and he's like, hey, you'll never guess what. That old ship that you guys had, the engine that does the thing with the mist, we're actually going to use it to actually build the stadium.
Excuse me, that's our ship!
Well, no, we're not going to use that part, but we're going to use the design.
Oh, okay, here I am.
Oh, we own that. We own the copyright on that.
Yeah, we have the copyright.
We actually are the NFL now.
We're the baseball league.
Milos,
BBL.
Milos actually invested, so... Oh,
wait, what is investing and how do I do it?
Will you give us money so that way we can...
Oh, perfect! Ellie reaches in her own purse and drops money in it.
Why do we give her money?
We don't. She finds it.
How much are you giving her?
How many money did you give him, Milos?
I don't remember. I think
it was 20 gold.
Oh, it's 20. It is 20 gold, yes.
Giving him 20 gold, yes.
I'll give him
10. You're giving him 10 gold?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, wow, thanks. We got one of the...
I paid more to children earlier today by accident.
Well, education's a good thing too, but, this is gonna make us money back.
What is it? I don't know what I invested in. I think you're supposed to ask that first time.
He actually, points back and you guys see that somebody has started to build a bigger version of the engine that you had found in the ship itself. And they have started to build, structures like to hold and to house something. And he says, it's going to be great. We're actually, with your 10 gold, we're like halfway to full funded. So we're really excited. We think it's going to draw a lot of people's attention and then hopefully, you know, a lot of entertainment.
You're halfway to full funded?
Yeah.
Wait, you're halfway?
Okay, so if he gave you 20 and she gave you 10, so you just need like another 30 gold?
Well, we gathered about 15 gold before that, so...
Oh, okay, so I'll just give you 50 gold then, and then you should be sold, yeah?
50?
50.
Wait, okay.
Okay.
So I give him 50 gold. But being as I'm the majority investor now, I do expect returns on these, and I remember every face I see.
And absolutely. We should get front row seats all the time.
You'll have your own seats.
Yay!
Boxes.
Yeah, like a box seat.
A box? Yes, yeah. We can make it a box.
Well, no, like, you know, when you go to watch a play and you get to sit in the fancy seats.
Well, we haven't really figured out seating yet, but we'll get there.
Oh, talking about a team. Boxes. It's sports, right? A team should be named after us.
What's our name?
Well, I don't think we can call... They can't be called the Braves.
Well, I think we're called the Vision... We were called the Vision Braves once, but we should come up with a better name than that.
Well, once you come up with a good name, come back to me, and you know what? I and he's like on his knees and like thanking you guys, and he's like, I'll have something awesome for you guys by the end of the day, I promise. So, yeah, just hang in there. And he like takes this all of this money that you have given him and like goes like running back into the shop where you see him like start to like, you know, really excitedly tell the rest of the Albed and the other people that are working in this shop, and they all like throw up their arms and start like working faster.
I like
it. You guys do know, like I told you that Nico told me that he's not super reliable and that the $20 gold investment was probably not very smart. I told you all this stuff, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I trust you completely, and you should trust who I trust. Because I haven't let us wrong yet.
Since when are we doing this?
I haven't let us wrong yet, okay?
I mean...
True. I'll get it.
You can't take it with you, but you can definitely beat it out of someone, so...
Becky?
Yeah?
That's how you get thrown in prison!
If you get caught.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we can check up on Jarek later. Weren't we going to the temple?
Yeah, let's go to the temple. I'm really getting tired of rescuing Becky from places. I mean, at least in prison she wouldn't be dead.
Oh, yeah. I was born in prison.
So... you guys press past, dropping your stone tithes, that...
Ellie with her giant bag.
Yep.
That I Ellie don't know why those, Imperial guys were so pressed. They could have just paid children for these.
True.
Do you like supporting artists? Do you like nerdy things like Dungeons & Dragons? Then Co-op Creations SD is the store for you. You can find adorable dragons, menacing mind flayers, and jealous jelly cubes to accompany you on your adventures. Need a way to safely transport your math rocks? Then their homemade dice bags will keep your click-clacks warm. Stop on by their Etsy page soon, as stock is limited.
But you guys make your way past the gate. You now enter into the Sparks area before heading into the temple. So you actually now get a good look. This is the highest, besides the palace, this is the highest point in the city here. And you see that the building itself is very old. However, it looks pristine. It is a number of different educational buildings with these large arching windows. And it looks like there's a number of different people out on the well-kept lawns out here. The grass has all been cut to a certain exact amount. There's a number of, like, you see a number of people like standing in circles, like either reading to each other or passing ideas about. A lot of people in scholarly robes. There's a number of like even just fine arts like statues here. but it definitely seems like it is quite a place for learning. You're in mid-afternoon at this point, so there's still one more bell that rings in the large silver bell that's in the center of this campus. And you see most of the people on the lawn start to make their way back into buildings, perhaps for lectures or classes. You look southward, and you see that there is a almost obsidian tower, which breaks up the monotony of the sandstone and granite-style colorizations of this city. And it is this black, smooth obelisk, almost like building that sits in the center of the city. There is this torrent of blue flames that kind of comes down on the buildings in the four cardinal directions and spills forth into the city in these like trays of metal where you have seen it pours into these brazier-like areas and lights all of the flames around town as well. You approach the gates from the north and you see a number of the individuals that you had seen prior with the silver armor and the crest on their cloaks halt you for a moment, but they see Ellie's pin that Zezariku had given her, and they motion for you all to walk in. But they greet you not in the way that you had been greeted in Diamante, where they would tell you to go with the faith. They actually hold a hand up to their heart and then put it out towards you, and they say, keep the 12.
Keep the 12.
Does that phrase sound familiar? Like, is that just like a different religious sect?
Go ahead and roll me a religion check. And anybody else can also make a check as well.
We've talked about them before.
Religion. Oh, that's only a 10.
Why not?
16.
Yeah, Becky?
Not either of those, okay. So...
This is almost foreign to most of you, except for Asher. You suddenly recall this term from somebody that you had known? Friend that owned the bookstore. He's shown you a couple of books with these strange symbols and somebody saying, keep the 12. The 12 is not the main religion here, and to be honest, it's very almost foreign. There is this overall arcing belief system that, yes, the 12 at one point in time did rule over mankind, and they did, of course, bless the world with the crystals to bring forth the Aeons and the Espers to save the world, but at that point in time, they had cut themselves off from the world. And so it was believed, at least in Alexandria, your home country here, that really they had left the Espers and the Aeons basically in charge. So not many people worship them here.
Words.
Word. Seems like Asher's going to share this information with you also.
Stuff seems far too complicated.
There was always something before, right? There will always be something after. Makes sense. Look at all of the different versions of the world that there's been with all the cataclysms that are bound by other religions. I wonder if I can summon some weird things. Maybe we should find books. Becky, we should find books.
Yeah, where's the library around here?
Probably at the university.
Yeah.
Well, are we, like, approaching the university?
No, we're going south towards the temple. The university was north.
Oh.
We passed the university.
We'll go there next. Yeah. We don't die.
We'll see if the library's
open. Yeah, I do have to hit up the library probably as well at the university, so it's on our list of many things to do in Efrester.
Cool. Let's not die, and then we can read.
Yes.
Perfect.
Because reading's fundamental.
It is.
All right. So you guys enter into the church, and there are guards posted mostly all over. Really strange to be in the temple the first time and see not really any summoners or clerics or anything of that sort. And you see... that a number of the raiments, the alcoves that you see or have seen in each temple to represent all of the aeons, they have been kind of cleaned, but also have a different placard behind some of them.
Oh, I'm going to go investigate.
So you look, which one name?
Oh, probably Titan.
Titan?
Yeah.
Okay. So you head over to Titan's Shrine, and you actually see a symbol somewhat like the one that, somewhat similar art style to the one that's on your chest right now with that pin. This one looks somewhat like a hourglass type figure. So there's like an X and then a couple of arches on either side, both top and bottom, and it looks like an hourglass behind it.
I'll just look at one of the guards and, excuse me?
You get the attention of a tiefling female, and she's wearing the lighter silver armor, but still silver armor with the cape as well. And she says, yes, how may I help you?
What is this symbol?
That is from the father, Alphic. He is the father of space and time and order.
Oh, that's really cool. That, like, one of the 12?
It is. Oh. He is the supreme of the 12.
Oh, look at you! And I tap the little statue's head. I knew you were special.
Well, the statue is of Titan.
I know!
Oh, okay. And she goes, that's not Alphic.
What is this? But it's symbols.
And she points back to the kind of round symbol. It's like this bronzish type of earthen tone with a golden hourglass etched into it. And she goes, that is Alphic's symbol.
I'm confused. I don't really know much about the 12. But why are there symbols in this temple? If it's a temple to Ifrit, right?
Well, each of the temples here in Alexandria, they have a small alcove to each of the Aeons and Espers, obviously. So, and you look over and, like, unlike in Diamante, unlike in the capital city, where they had the Espers covered up out of shame or disgrace, they are wide open over on the other side. And the same have been true when you visited your home temple.
Do I see any of the Espers that I recognize?
Yeah.
Really nice.
Well, the Espers aren't inherently evil. They're just an opposite side to...
Those are the ones that the...
The coin.
Those are the ones that the Joker and his people summon, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's... Well, they summon...
Do I see the one I created a pact with here?
Are you talking about Diabolos?
No, I'm talking about when I got my wings back.
Oh, so
he's not an Esper, is he?
He is not an Esper.
Yeah.
He is just a straight up old. You don't really know what he is yet. You haven't figured out that far.
No, I mean like the baby.
Oh, you're talking about the baby Aeon. Yes.
Yeah, the baby Aeon. When I touched their hand, I had a vision of them grown into their full form.
No, not quite yet.
This is a new one.
Yep.
Diabolos wouldn't be here either, right? Because he's new?
Yes. Diabolos does not have his own alcove here. In fact, when you look to the alcove where darkness should be, there is a different statue in this particular area.
What is it?
Give me second heat. Here, load up for me.
Do they have markings for the Aeons, the Espers, and the 12?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, behind, so there are 8 alcoves on either side of this temple, each corresponding to one of the elements, and their corresponding half on the other side, so Aeon, Esper. And above each one of those is one of the symbol of the 12. So, you go to the Darkness Alcove over here and you see that there is a statue that looks somewhat like a wolf.
What is that?
This is the Dread Wolf. Nobody knows where the dark and light crystals reside here on the world. Unfortunately, nobody's found their main aetherite crystals, but
I have the light crystal, don't I?
Hmm?
I have the light one, don't I?
No, their main aetherite.
Oh, the main aetherite.
Yeah.
What's the one that I got? The dragon? The mist dragon? Is that a light?
You have one. A light aspected.
Oh, but not the main one.
Yes. She's talking about the main crystal. Like, okay. You have visited Titans. You have visited, you know, Garudas. She's speaking of the main light crystal. But each temple can pray to any of them to seek guidance, of course. And she kind of, like, it's... is a tough circumstance.
Mr. Paprika.
Yes, and unfortunately, Dorica is currently residing within the crystal. It is an interesting circumstance, but hopefully we can get to the bottom of it. But if why would you like to see the crystal?
Just when we get to the city.
Are you?
Oh, I'm a summoner. I point at Poppy.
Oh, very well. Perhaps you shall be able to get something out of this meeting. And she, starts guiding you back towards, where the tribe would be, but you hear the Hymn of the Faith once you get a little bit closer, but it is almost not like it is being sung, more like it's being whispered. And you see that the temple itself, trial that would normally form once you get close to the door, the door is like moving of its own accord, like it's trying to shut all the way or trying to open all the way. It's in between, mm-hmm. and it doesn't either shut or close all the way. And you look past and you see that there are a number of pyreflies forming inside of the temple, and they are changing the environment of the temple, but it seems to be caught in some kind of transition.
Strong voice, can you help me get this door open?
Yeah.
It's like a rollback, like, stone, like, gate that would just, like, roll the stone in front, but it's, like, trying to roll back and forth.
Northeaster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. yeah, go ahead and roll me a... Let's do an athletics. Let's see.
Did you want me to give you advantage, or do you want to roll separately?
Whatever you want to do.
I only have +3, so go ahead. I'll just give you advantage.
Dirty 20?
Yeah, so nice. It, at first feels like it's not even going to come anywhere close to budging, even though you're, like, you guys see as Asher's veins are starting to, like, pop on his forearms and his, shoulders, and he is, like, really digging in, and then finally he's able to, like, move the stone enough where you guys might be able to squeeze in, but not all the way back.
Squeezes herself in first, just to make sure she gets in.
Okay.
With Poppy. Like, sure. Indiana Jones, she grabs Poppy.
It's not rolling back, but like, gotcha. He doesn't have to hold it there, but that's as far as you're getting it. It's not opening all the way.
Sweet.
So you guys all heading in then?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Does it look like the trial's trying to start?
It does. It looks like it's trying to form or trying to change. Like I said, it's in this transitional period where it's trying to choose, perhaps. There's a
bunch of fireflies. You stand by the door, put your body right up against it.
Just leave them out.
I think that they're what's keeping guarding.
The tiefling female actually, kind of, did you not know that the pyreflies are the ones that change the trial for every summoner?
Oh, no. I didn't read any of the books. It's complicated.
Kind of, like, sighs, and she's like, of course the church wouldn't tell you that they would use the dead to shape the future.
Wow, jerks. So what's wrong with them? Why are they...
Well, usually the Aeon will tell them what to do when they sense the summoner in their chamber and to form the trial, but it is stuck in this... No matter who comes in, it seems to always be shifting, so just stay on the path. Oh. I don't think that it should activate, but be very careful.
Okay. I mean, these poor fireflies deserve and not here for all eternity, but that's just me. We'll figure something. We'll figure it out later. I'm just going to start going forward.
Okay. So, as you all enter the trial, you start walking on the path that the... tiefling female have placed you upon, and you almost have to watch your step every once in a while because a tile will shift or a hole will just form in the floor At some points in time, you're not even sure that the floor is completely solid, as it is almost like this glass-like sheen that just kind of glows with this neon-style light, and sigils zoom past the floor. But you press on, and eventually go pretty deep into this temple. You see the crystal in the distance down these black stone steps. And it starts to get hot in here. So very hot, yes. Those of you in full armor start to feel it first, Asher. It's almost worse than being fully clothed in front of the forge. The sweat just like starts to stream down your armor, like on the inside, and it gets kind of squishy in there. The rest of you, Ellie, you're pretty not dressed like to the nines or anything like that, so you're a little well protected from the heat. But eventually, the closer and closer you get to this crystal, you see that underneath you, underneath this glass, is just this pit of lava and fires erupting kind of everywhere, kind of random intervals.
Homie.
As you get closer to the crystal, you do see that it is indeed cracked. Not as badly as some of the crystals that you had seen before, but definitely still pretty deeply gashed.
It wasn't repaired all the way. When we put a new person in the crystal, we repaired it fully, right?
It did, yes. And you do see now, as you get closer, a figure floating within the crystal.
Ellie will walk up and put her hand on the crystal.
Go ahead and make me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
16.
So this pain suddenly shoots down your arm and into your skull, and it feels like somebody is taking a red-hot poker and just getting it jammed right behind your eyeball. And you take 6 points of psychic damage.
Ow.
As this scream penetrates your skull, and you look up towards the figure, and you see that normally when an Aeon is formed, it kind of becomes this half human or half humanoid and half whatever the Aeon might look like. The formation of the Aeon part is very bestial, looks devilish, but the human portion, you notice something is off about the person inside this crystal.
What did he say his wife's name was?
He called her Dory, and the woman at the front called her Dorica.
What looks odd?
You can go ahead and make a check, if you'd like.
Okay, that insight,
maybe? You can insight the crystal?
Perception. I'm going to perceive the crystal. I'm going to perceive her.
You're perceiving the woman inside.
To see what, yeah.
Okay.
The woman, the beast, shape, the crystal. I'm perceiving it all. Ellie has got a fucking migraine. Oh, son of a bitch. I have a plus 11. Yeah, 13.
13? Oh. There is definitely something odd about the person in this crystal. You start to regard her and kind of give her a look over. This woman looks humanoid, but there's something not quite right about her. Something feels off. She has kind of this like short blonde hair that's kind of like bob cut, and she's very pale. Her face is kind of contorted in a kind of painful gesture. Anybody else can make checks if they would like to see?
Is it just a perception, or would it be like whatever, an insight?
I'm taking all different kinds of checks to see. We'll call it five successes to kind of crack the mystery here. So whatever skill that you want to use, if you explain it to me how you're going to use it, we'll go for it.
I guess I will try perception because I'm really good at that.
Okay.
And try and like.
What are you see trying to perceive?
I'm trying to see if I notice anything that might be causing her pain or why. Maybe like a. Like a obvious. I'm trying to think of like a. Like she has like a. Her side is like exposed or something, or like she has a gash in her clothing of some sort, like a previous injury that is like having a hard time closing or something. That is a 21.
So, as you're kind of trying to perceive any injury to the person in the crystal, you do check her side, and she has this piece of metal that is embedded kind of right below where her kidney would be. It is a black shard of metal.
Oh, it doesn't look like the metal I have on my body, right? No. Different kind of metal?
No, different kind of metal.
Okay. Is it something I've seen before? Like, is it?
Roll me history.
Okay. That's pretty good. My history's 22.
Definitely something you have seen recently.
Where have I seen it recently?
You've seen it on Asher.
Hey, Asher, do you recognize this? It looks like that metal. I'm just pointing back and forth.
We're not talking about that right now.
What?
Yeah. He's back there. Do you guys recognize that from Asher's thing?
What if one of Joker's people were here, or it could have been the one that we just killed.
Do we know if it has always been like this since she went in? There is no way to have done this to her.
The crystal is solid. I'm touching it.
We don't know how any of these magics works, do we?
That's true.
You guys have one success so far.
I would like to investigate to see if I can find if there's any sort of, I don't know, trace from before she entered or after, and if there might have been something, if it happened after, how they did this.
Roll me an investigation then.
Huh, fuck. That's 12.
12? So unfortunately, not knowing how exactly the magics work on this crystal, you're not really sure on maybe she had this before she entered, maybe she didn't. However, with your investigation, the very least you do discover is that that particular piece of shard that's sticking out of her that Milos has brought to your all attention, it looks like it may still be pulsating with some kind of power.
I step up to the crystal. Kind of place my hand. How big is she? Is she like
this crystal's size, right? Like she's human size.
Yeah.
The crystal itself is probably a good 7.5 feet tall.
But like, make eye contact with her, touch the crystal, summon the scythe for the first time, see if anything happens.
So you summon the scythe in your offhand as you're touching the crystal. So the rest of you see Asher's armor, actually, starts to kind of ripple, that black armor that he's had the entire time, and it sheens with kind of this purplish energy. And you see suddenly this black scythe appears in his hand, and it starts to pulse with this purple energy. And you actually see the woman in the crystal start to grimace, even though she is in a frozen crystal. She starts to, like, grit her teeth, and you see the shard start to pull out of this almost invisible fracture that's been in the crystal towards Asher's hand. And it's slowly making itself kind of bore out of the crystal towards him.
What? Okay, so that's resolving the current problem, but I have questions about that later.
You see, as the closer this piece of shard of this metal gets to Asher and his armor, you see his armor start to kind of ripple, and it kind of forms these, like, black spikes, and it looks like it gets a little more menacing.
Are you okay?
Maybe.
Okay. Can I... So, Zesty Paprika said that he talked to her, that they were talking to... She talked to him. Mm-hmm. Can I try to talk to her?
How do you want to talk to her?
With, I don't know, I have message.
Just talk.
I know, I have message. She's alive. Can I message her?
She is a target for a message.
Sure.
Would you like to cast magic? Okay.
Message missile.
Message missile. I spoke with Zasarico.
There's just this like painful sound coming from the reply, and suddenly she says, I'm dying.
I have infinite casts a message. It's a cantrip. How do we see?
And she just replies, it's so painful. I can't take it anymore. Take it out.
The shard.
You look down and you see as Asher is pulling the shard has been, like, getting longer. It is becoming this blade that is coming out of her now. What was before just this point of metal is now elongating out into a long blade. And you see that the crystal may have at one point in time been trying to heal her. Mm-hmm. But whatever this power was, whatever this iron was, it was...
Is it through the crystal now where you can grab it?
Not quite. It's okay. Almost at Asher's hand. As soon as that
reaches... I think Becky just looks at her... With kind of like a knowing pity, just being trapped and helpless in a shell. And I think she goes up to the crystal and she'll also place a hand on it. And I don't know. I think...
Are you going to cast empathy?
I cast empathy? No, I don't have empathy.
That's a ninth level.
I think she does just kind of empathize with her and just, I don't know.
So, she catches your eye, even though, like I said, most of the figures that are in here are motionless. She is definitely, moving, and the eye catches your eye and single tear starts to form in her eye. Asher, you're pulling this fragment that has turned from just like this little, like, shell of a piece of metal towards you, and it is elongating into this long curved blade, and as it does, it makes contact with your hand. You pull it out and it starts to travel along your armor, and where you had not had, like, you'd had the chest piece on the armor almost like ripples for a second, and you guys see as the armor itself begins to absorb this blade. And Asher, you hear this voice say, we are close to being one. And you see as Asher now has like a full set of armor. It goes down to his legs. He's got like these boots that come up in these spikes. And it starts to form over your face, Asher. And it starts to form this like black faceplate.
He's just Venom now.
You're, I think you're double cursed now.
Yeah.
So.
We're definitely going to have to unpackage that later, but, like, is she...
As soon as this transformation takes place, fireflies come alive in here, and the room starts erupting in fire. The crystal just heals right up.
Oh, good.
From beyond.
Fixed it.
This explosion, this geyser of fire, this devilish... kind of lion-looking appearance, jumps forth from the flames with a giant clawed hand and scrapes the ground as it comes to a halt in front of all of you, and it roars to life, and fire erupts all around this cavern.
Oh, heck.
And that is where we will pick up
next time. Oh, heck.
Woo! So, make sure to tune in next time, guys, for this fiery conclusion to Ifrit Trial. So, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Now remember, when there we get to run in the...
Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week. Make sure that whatever platform you're watching or listening on, you are following and or subscribing. If, for those of you on YouTube, make sure you go down below and let us know what you thought with a comment and give us a like if you could. Subscribing, hit that bell. If you're on any of our podcast platforms, make sure you are following. And if any of them allow you to comment, go ahead and do so. We do pay attention and it helps us to know where to go forward.